tomorrow, we are anticipating that the Northern Territory government is going to release the details of the stimulus plan around coronavirus. Joining me on the line to talk further about really what he thinks should be coming into play is Dave Malone, the Chief Executive of the Master Builders here in the Northern Territory. Good morning, Dave. Good morning, Dave. Sorry, just having an issue with the phone line. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you, Katie. Good morning.
Now, Dave, we know that I think saying that these are interesting times would be a real understatement. Unprecedented is probably a better description. How do you think that the Northern Territory government, in terms of handing down this stimulus or announcing the stimulus that we're anticipating tomorrow, how do you think they get as much bang for their buck as what they would like and what industry needs?
Well, that's a great question, and I suppose we'll only ever know the answer to that in hindsight. But what we've been saying to the government right now is these are unprecedented times. We face some real challenges, and the key to it is to act fast and act hard, because by the time you discover you have a problem, the problem's there and it's already having an effect on the community. So what we've said to the government is very much you have to focus on putting money in people's hands to what we call economy-wide support. So that's you and I having money to go out and spend today to keep things turning around. They then need to look at each of the individual sectors across the economy and say, how do we make sure we maintain our capability and capacity through these difficult times? So, for example, how do you help the tourism sector when, you know, it's doing very, very difficult trading situations right now? And then also what you've got to do is say to investors, people who believe in the future beyond these problems today, how can we help you to keep your projects on track, and how can we help you to keep that work coming through the pipeline so that when we get through the worst of this, we actually have enough work to keep the economy going?
Yeah, well, this is the thing. There's so many factors that come into play, and like you've pointed out, so many industries that this is going to have an impact on. Dave, from the Master Builders' perspective, what do you think the government needs to be focusing on? I know there's been a lot of discussion about, you know, about bringing back the tradie scheme. Is that going to work at this point?
My view is yes. I think it is the right time for the tradie scheme. What government brings down in the next days is something we're all waiting to see. But the great thing about schemes like the tradie scheme is that it provides a bit of money to you and I.
Yep.
We add a bit of our own money to it, and we stimulate some work in the community. So you get the bigger bang for your buck by supporting people to spend their own money as well. So we think things like the tradie scheme are definitely at the top of the list, but we need to look more broadly as well at what are the opportunities if we've got to keep the economy buzzing along. For example, how do we make sure that the government's own infrastructure program is fully funded and that we're making sure that we get as many opportunities out the door as quickly as we can?
Do you think they're doing that at the moment, or do they need to step up here?
Oh, well, there's probably a difference of opinion between ourselves and the government right now. We tend to be of the view that the infrastructure program's gone a bit soft. They would say it hasn't, but no matter who's right, the fact of the matter is today someone has to get their big thumb and press the green button and go.
Dave, it sounds as though the timeliness of this happening is the biggest factor here, that it needs to be happening as quickly as possible.
Oh, absolutely. I don't want to create any great alarm in the community right now. I think the truth of the matter is we don't know where we're going, but there's an underlying economy in the territory that's still providing jobs for people. But at the same time, each morning we wake up and hear something else has happened. So you have to act early and you have to go hard. And that's the message that business provided to the Chief Minister yesterday. And to his credit, he was saying that too. So I think on that, at least, we're all on the one page.
Dave, have we got a situation in the Territory at the moment as well where is there any sort of private investment dollars or anybody wanting to invest in the Territory right now in your industry where we could be moving things along quicker?
Well, there's a number of people that have spoken to us who say they have projects in the wings. They're uncertain about what happens next as well. And what they're really looking for is the opportunity to sit down with government and say, what can we do collectively to try and bring these projects forward now? That's why we were saying to the Chief yesterday, just as he stood up a team in the health space to make sure that we respond to this particular crisis in the right way, he needs to stand up a team in the economic space to work with those investors. Some will have projects that can, that, you know, to use the term that I heard yesterday, screwdriver ready. Basically, yep. Press the button and they can go, but they're going to need certainty. And that's the one thing government can provide at this time.
Dave, when do you think that team needs to be announced? Have they indicated that they're going to do it? And who should be on it?
Well, they certainly haven't indicated to me that they're going to do it. I have my fingers crossed that they will, but yep. You know, we'll have to wait and see. In terms of the team, well, the government has plenty of excellent people right now. Really, really good people, well-trained, capable of doing the negotiations. It's just a question of taking them off the day-to-day stuff and making them available to sit down with the business community right now. If I was making the call, I'd also use the Team NT group of Paul Tyrrell and Dick Goyt and Claire Martin and get them involved in that process as well.
I think it's a fair enough thing to say. I actually think it's a fair enough call to action. Given that we are in these unprecedented times, I think whatever happens, we need to work really quickly. And if we've got a group of people who can really make sure that this investment, both, you know, where the Northern Territory government chooses to spend money, but also if there's private investment trying to get work happening right now, get it going as quickly as possible.
I agree 100%. The way I see it is that we're really in this all together right now. That, you know, this is going to be one of those opportunities where, you know, Territorians, we throw stones at each other occasionally and, you know, we laugh at other people's ideas. But this is one of those times when we've really got to pull together, when Territorians support Territorians, where we're not just following what other people do elsewhere. We have our thinking caps on and we're doing everything we possibly can to shore up our future as much as anything.
I think that's such an important point to make, Dave, and it's something that we spoke about with Tim Watsford from NT Major Events just a little while ago as well. You know, in these unprecedented times, it's when we've got to look after each other, we've got to step forwards, we've got to make sure that we're shopping local, we've got to make sure that we're really, you know, putting our foot on the pedal with some of these projects and coming up with some innovative and different ideas to get things ticking along.
Well, you know, we've always prided ourselves, haven't we, on perhaps walking to a different drum. And this is a chance to show the rest of Australia just how good we are at looking after, you know, the people in our communities from a health perspective and also from the situation of continued jobs and a continued lifestyle for Territorians.
Dave, just very quickly, we have had a question from a listener wondering or asking about, and I'm sure you can provide some clarity, has there been a suspension on builders' licences at this point in time? Or approving them, I'm assuming that means?
Well, as far as I know, there's no suspension at all.
Yep.
And we'd be wanting to keep every single person in work that we could. So I haven't heard that. If that's happened, then we're more than happy to follow that up immediately.
Yeah.
But I'd be surprised if that was the case. In actual fact, what we're desperate to do is to keep as many people working as hard as possible for as long as possible right now.
I might try and get a bit more detail from that texter and we can have a chat to you even off air. Dave Malone, I always really appreciate your time. Thanks so very much for having a chat with us this morning and talking about this stimulus package that we're anticipating tomorrow from the Master Builders perspective.
Thanks, Katie. I really appreciate your time too.
Thank you.